views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. If you're a new listener, we have a wonderful listening family, and I always have much gratitude for those that are putting an emphasis on improving their lives, focusing on the positive, and sometimes that can be very challenging. And I know that we're in a time for that right now, but it's so important that we keep our focus on the intention of what we want. I want to say that right out of the gate. For those that want to know a little bit more about what I do, you can visit my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I have posted the video from last week. Now, last week we had, and I want to mention that, wow, it really took my breath away. We did that show on November 12th, and there was four messages, and I always wondered, I was like, wow, this is just a show full of messages for everyone, and I don't question that. It was all four angel messages that I painted, and we have that video up now, like I said, at the website. One of them was about the peace and how to bring it into your life, and that was the day before everything happened in France, and I have had them in my heart so deeply, and I just send that out to my listeners. I know I have listeners over there, and I have them around the world, but, you know, I just want you to know that I have that. It is one of my focuses to send you so much love and support, no matter what you might be going through. But one of those messages in particular was so strong on the piece, and it just, I didn't realize it until I was putting the video together the next day. And I said, oh my gosh, that came in the day before. No wonder they were pushing that one so hard. So you might want to go over and check them out. I have had feedback from some of the listeners, and thank you for that, because, you know, out of four messages, one of them will connect for you. But that's what they are. I don't question them. I just put them out there for you. And today we're going to really focus on what Archangel Michael wants for December. Now, the reason I'm doing the December guidance show a little bit early, about a week or two early, is because of the holiday coming up for Thanksgiving. So we want everybody to enjoy their holiday and have that time for gratitude and to be together. But we are doing that now, so you had plenty of time to get it. And then when it goes out in syndication, it's out there on time everywhere. So we're wrapping up the 12th month coming up of this crazy transformative year. And boy, has it been transformative. And it's really active right now because lots of things are being brought to a truth. And so a lot of things are being challenged on what you believe in or what you thought was true. And everybody's going to have a different experience with that. But Michael is coming in for the month of December with a lot of optimistic energy that's very fiery. He's very, okay, get back up on that horse. Let's go. Let's continue doing what we came here to do. Let's continue shining that light. And he's really bringing a focus into creativity. Now, why would he bring creativity into it? Because We need our creative mind, our right side of our mind, to help us find new pathways, new solutions, new ways to approach a problem that's been there for a while. And this is personally, family, you know, whatever that situation might be, a situation globally, whatever. It's time to find a new way to fix an old problem, whatever that what might be. Maybe you're an entrepreneur that keeps repetitively feeling like, how come it just never works for me? Well, maybe we need to change that mindset. Maybe you need to believe it will. It can be as simple as that and then be as big as something huge like the environment or anything like that. So he's really focusing on this energy flowing in creativity. If you believe you're not creative, then that's what you'll receive. So what gets your mind thinking? What gets you moving in a different direction? Obviously, when something needs to be changed, and if the way spirit can shift our lives is sometimes we, you know, I'll change it later. I'll change it later. But it really needs to be changed now because these energies are truly rising very, very quickly. I mean, it even feels like the calendar and the day just goes by faster than it ever did before, you know, and it just continues to do that. Well, that's fascinating to me because when I see that or feel like that myself, I go, wow, it seems like 4 hours just goes way faster than it used to. It's still clicking around, but higher frequencies are a faster moving frequency anyway. And it always reminds me of that. It always reminds me of, well, we're going into a higher frequency. I know I'm choosing it. I know I'm choosing to continue to move forward and not be distracted from what I feel very strongly about is my calling and to just be a messenger here for new things. I have been feeling like even in the spiritual path, there's things that are tried and true that the sages have put out there, and that doesn't change. But then I see where there's some new things that need to come in. We need to think about some new ways to keep growing in a higher frequency to allow our bodies to shift with that. A couple of weeks ago, we did one on the food and listening to intuitive eating and working on getting serious with that, because these higher frequencies, if you are truly on that path and awakening, your body needs to shift with that. That consciousness and every cell needs to grow with you. So we support our vehicle while we're here and it rises with us. I mean, are you feeling it in nature? Are you feeling it out with the animals? I know that my animals, my cat and my dog, they're like my best friends. We work together, we play together, we do everything together. And they're right here with me right now. They're feeling it too. They are letting me know that they feel it. And, you know, if you have animals, you know that they like a routine. And when it deviates from the routine, they get a little stressed. Well, they feel that constantly, even though I'm staying in the routine and I'm thinking, okay, let's communicate. We've been working on this communication to improve it for new ways. That has helped tremendously. If you have animals that you take care of, doesn't matter what kind of animal, if you are a caregiver with children, this is going to help for you to open and expand. Maybe there might be a new way to listen or communicate. So it's across the board. Everything got thrown up in the air, and we are truly rebuilding a brand new way to live our lives, to actually allow the truth of who we are to be a part of our lives. Actually, it needs to be the priority of your life and not be afraid of it, not be afraid of it at all. So we're going to work with Archangel Michael today and the guidance that he has for December. It's that creative thing. And what December is really doing is now you've had this whole year of all this change. And now we have December coming up. Well, we've got to allow ourselves to explore some new ideas because 2016 is around the corner. And that's a whole new year of moving in the new direction. We're really at that time to move in a new direction. So we are thinking in new creative ideas, and that's the focus of the show with Archangel Michael. You're welcome to call in if you would like at 1-800-930-2819. We are going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to power on with the guidance from the angels for December of 2015. We'll be right back.
Traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit AllergyAsthmaNetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
1230 WBLQ.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, today's focus is Archangel Michael's guidance for December of 2015. And that is coming up here shortly in another couple of weeks. Now, we are really in a big way, you know, changing up things, and it's moving fast. And I know that. Now, the focus for December is the creative side. And, you know, I have with the post that I did, I loved this phrase, creativity is intelligence having fun. Now, after I posted that, I learned that that was an Albert Einstein post, and I even loved it even more. But if you would look at creativity as intelligence having fun, oh, it helps the left brain accept that right side of you that needs to be active right now. This is really calling for the right side of your brain to allow creative new options. The left side, don't let it fight against each other, you know? And we've talked about that before. Now, creative energy, what is going on? Why so much focus? Well, it's going to be flowing that energy of creativity to really open up. And a lot of these energies are, these transformative energies are very much waking up that side of you if you have not been using it. And if you are awakened, you will really start to feel that. You'll feel that you just want to do something different, or you want to do these creative projects. You know what? I say dive in. Do whatever it takes. Do some creative projects, because that will really help you use that and physically use it, and it'll help. And then new ideas will keep adding on. It's a wonderful active meditation as well to do something that you love. So now, one of the things with the creative energy is to help you explore options. And that's one of the big things that Michael brought in. He gave me a lot of information right before we came on the air. So I'm going to go boom, boom, boom here. But exploring options, that is looking for those creative solutions to an old problem or to one that's popped up new and recent. Okay, what is a creative solution? Well, it's something that you've never done before. Okay, it's something that you may not have even thought, oh, I never even thought of that. It can come to you in a lot of different ways. It can come as a thought for, you know, right in your own mind as you dive in, or it may be suggested to you with different things you may read or someone else. If you ask in your prayers, if you ask for that assistance with the angels, they will absolutely provide all kinds of information that way. Now, and it will come very like, oh, wait, that's interesting. I was just thinking about that, and there's a magazine with it. Or, oh, you just mentioned that, and I was thinking about, you know, things like that. Look for that. Look for those ideas and explore them. Learn everything you can about them. This might be what you've been looking for a long time. It could be years you've been looking for a solution to this. One of the things that can get in your way is being discouraged. If you're feeling discouraged, you're starting to feel like it's never going to work for me, that's an affirmation that you're claiming. And right now, manifesting is crazy off the chart. You really want to be keeping that focus on what you do want. So when you find yourself going down that path, find anything, whatever, to just stop in your moment and shift it up. Change direction, even if it's just, okay, I need something to take my mind off of it for a moment. And laugh, have fun, you know, do something that will raise your frequency to lift you a bit, even if it's watching your favorite comedy or whatever, you know, whatever it takes for you. But allow yourself to go, okay, wait, I need a timeout. I'm going down that bunny trail I don't want to be in. Do that. Do that for yourself. It really will help. You've got to change things up. You've got to get out of the rut and change it up. And that's a lot of what this energy is. Michael is very full of energy to help you do that, to give you motivation, to help you find inspiration and to feel motivated yourself. He's very much about that for December. Now, you know, we've been going through this the whole year, the different phases of the year, and they've been guiding each month to work with this, work with this. And if you had been following that or following any type of guidance like that, you can see where it's not overwhelming and you're trying to cram it all in at the last minute, like trying to, you know, do a crash study right before a big test and you didn't give yourself time to really absorb it. They've been doing that the whole year, and they will continue to do that as we move forward. They will do it one, you know, weekly, daily. If you broke it down into what doesn't feel overwhelming, you will find that you will make progress. So if it's too much to think of a month or too much to think of a week, go one day at a time. And if that's too much because you have too much on your plate, and I know what that feels like. I have done that, so been there, done that. Break it down into a few hours or 1 hour at a time. Because if you are constantly in this phase of what I should be doing, what I should be doing, or I haven't gotten to this yet, you're not where you are right now, and now you're not being productive in that either. You have to stay where you are in that moment, and then you move through, and you actually are going to make progress. That balance is so important with your diet. Stress levels will drain the immune system. That's a big one he's saying right now. Please, please respect your body. Respect that you need a balance of rest, good nutrition, and, you know, positive thinking should be part of the diet. If you are completely absorbing all of your time with all the scary stuff and all the bad news, you are not helping the situation like that. You have to allow your time for creative solutions like, well, what can I do to contribute to a better humanity? That's what you want to do. You don't want to just be all tangled up and strangled with, you know, concerns. You want to be, well, what could I do to help my situation? What could I do to help my neighbors or my family or my community? What could I do to help in a bigger scale, wherever you might be? But if you don't help you within you, how are you going to help put energy out there for someone else? You've got to have it for yourself. And if it's drained, it's a big cycle that's going nowhere, you see? So Michael is very much coming in with, you need to focus right now on exploring options, exploring new solutions, new ways, new pathways. And then he says the next step in that is having confidence to make choices with some new ideas that you have. Don't be afraid to try a new idea and it doesn't work out. Okay, backtrack and go, all right, let me try another one then. Just look at it that way. Don't go, oh no, I tried and it's ruined everything. That is not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's just going to keep feeling defeated all the time. Defeat, defeat. Have confidence that you will find a peaceful, an exciting, motivated solution to every problem you're trying to overcome. If you were to do that within your own personal life, you will start to raise that frequency. You will be filled with energy. It won't be draining you anymore. You'll be able to shine very brightly. And when you're doing well like that, when you're doing something like that where you're shining and you're bright, now you can shine bright for someone else. And then that gives them encouragement like, wow, if they can do that, I can do that. And see, it passes on to another. And that is the beautiful frequency of divine love, because you're allowing it to fill your life and allow your truth and your passion and who you really are to shine and be out there. That's the big thing. So having confidence about your choices can bring a lot of peace and happiness and raise your frequency. It can bring you a lot of energy. You have enthusiasm to work on it. So you're exploring new options, and then you're going to pick some of them. And he's really saying, you know, now's the time to do that. It's really time to do that. And then pay attention to inspiring new possibilities that will be coming your way. Look for that. Look for opportunities and possibilities. Try to find a way, even if you have to ask every day, like, Michael, help me be aware that that's a possibility or a new option for me. So you see it. You can absolutely say, can you help me acknowledge or notice these when they come by? Because some of them, you know that's going down and taking me down the same path I've done over and over again. I'm not going to repeat that. I want something new. Being very clear about that with the angels and spirit and your higher self. Your higher self is what you want running the show right now. What is the higher self? That is the divine spark. That is the God within you. That is what should be running the show. That is what the goal is in a soul's journey. When you come here and you want to live that spiritual path and awaken, you want to connect with that. Our ego is the side of us that's the personality here. What we want is the ego to work with that higher self. So aligning with your higher self is a letting go process. It's a letting go of trying to control things, trying to make them go a certain way, trying to keep them the same way, because change inevitably is going to change things up all the way around. So now you're looking to really not be afraid where your higher self will take you. How many of you, if you're thinking about this right now, are afraid to go there because you're, well, I don't know, if I let the higher self do this, and I know that's the right thing to do because it's fearless. Higher self is fearless. It's not afraid to do what it came here to do. There's nothing to worry about when it's running the show. And wow, how many of you are letting, you know, being afraid that it won't succeed hold you back? That's a big one. We have so much changing around us. You want to change to where it will be a smooth transition. Now, bumpy transitions are all over the place. I mean, they're everywhere. And people that choose to stay the way they are, it will feel bumpy. It will be like that. And I've been saying that for a while now. So you will see that. Just know that you can do this. You can do this. And Michael really wants to help you. Now, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on with the guidance that Michael has been delivering for December of 2015. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org, and we'll see you there.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
1230 WBLQ.
Are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We are talking about Archangel Michael's guidance for December of 2015. Now, we've been going through a few of the pointers that he gave me before the show started, and we talked about exploring our options, creative solutions for new ways of doing things, old and brand new, and then having confidence to choose one of them. He also talked about looking for new possibilities coming into view and not being afraid to learn about it, go for it, check into it, see if, you know, it's something you want. The easier you focus, or the more, let me rephrase that, the more you focus on the intentions of what you really truly want, and be honest with yourself, be honest with what it is you want, you'll be able to see those decisions much more clearly. So, you know, with everything that's going on right now, make sure you allow time to put intention and focus. Meditation will help you so much, especially the stress. It will help you focus. It will help you with the immune system. Meditation is very healthy for you. And just to help it not drain you so much, you know, you want to be able to see these creative solutions coming into play. You don't want to be resisting them when they start to show up. Now, and that's what happens a lot. People go, it never works for me, because they're resisting it when it pops up. Now, it is a month to allow creative ideas to flow in. December is. Michael wants to help you with that. He has a lot of enthusiasm and motivation, and he wants to get that under you and help you find motivation yourself. Now, another thing he talked about was going forward, you know, without the fear. You know, when you make a choice, try it. If it doesn't work, try another one. Just keep trying them. Don't give up. Don't stop trying because one doesn't work. Another one was aligning with your higher self, your divine, you know, your divine self, you know. This helps you let go of situations that you need to let go of and not be afraid to move forward. This is a big one. And it also helps you shine so much brighter. And the biggest thing is keeping your eyes focused on the intention that you truly want. What is the intention that you truly want? Where are you spending all your time in focus? What are you focusing on? You may need to change that up quite a bit. You may need to really clock that and see, wait a minute, I spend an awful lot of time worrying about it, or I overanalyze it, or maybe I just need to pick more positive television programming or more positive whatever it might be. Maybe you need to change it up in a lot of areas of your life. Start with one at a time. I mean, you can't change everything at once, but you can start by changing something. And if you show that you have intention to improve and that you want to choose something better, that support will flow into your life. It will. Now, I'm not saying challenges won't be there. Challenges will be there. Challenges happen. What are we supposed to learn from the challenge? That's what you want to look at a challenge about. Okay, this is challenging. Now, what do I need to learn from it? And how could I do it better? If you looked at it like, okay, that challenge is blocking me from what I'm, from my goal, that's where creative ideas come in and can help you find another solution. There is always a solution. We have to allow them in. We have to believe that there's another solution, another way. If you don't believe there's one, that's what is coming back. So you are putting out who you really are in an energy right now. Everybody is. What is it that you really want to put out? Are you receiving back what you really want? If not, it would be working on your energetic field, your beliefs. What could you do to change that and improve that? Because you will know where you are by what is coming back to you. That is how that works. It works for everybody that way. Now, there is a lot to look forward to. There is. You want to believe that there is a positive life ahead. And, you know, if you really want that to happen, you have to focus that way. Now, we have, this is all coming in, like I said, he's coming in at the end of this month because he really wants to, he wants to encourage you. He wants to lift you up. He wants to help you get back on the horse, so to speak. He wants to help you shine. He wants to help you move forward. He wants to help you grow. He wants to fill you with optimism. Optimism is an amazing feeling. It's a great frequency. It's healthy for you. It's healthy for everybody around you. When we want to see change in the world, we have to change within ourselves and be that that we want to see. I mean, that's a famous quote there, but it's true. We want to find new adventures that excite us, that it motivates, that make us feel excited to wake up in the morning and get there and go. You know, if you're holding on to something because it's just, it's always been there, it's always been the way you've done it, and you're just not feeling happy, you don't feel motivated, you're feeling frustrated, there's a clue right there that it's time to change that up. Bust that energy up, change it up with a new creative idea or a plan. If you have none that you can identify, ask for that assistance to help clear your mind. Start exploring things that interest you. That would be one simple way to start doing that. Explore things that interest you. Look for things that keep your attention. You know, what keeps your attention? What doesn't? You know, these are things that can help you find the creative outlet, the what you need, that spark to get you going again. December can be a month that, you know, a lot of people start to feel a lot of sadness or they feel alone. I'm saying you don't have to. You can choose differently. You can. We're really going through a big transformation in humanity about where we're taking responsibility for our lives. We're taking responsibility, not everybody else's fault all the time. You're choosing to be responsible for your life. And this is everybody. You know, if you don't like something the way it's going, what can you do differently? What can you focus on? What can you manifest? Manifesting happens when you believe in what you're focusing on. So you could be focusing and saying it, but do you believe it? Even if you don't at the very beginning, start there. Start putting the intention and the time in. Eventually it starts to change for you. It starts to go, well, you know, maybe there is something to this. Maybe there is an option for me. Maybe I could do that. Maybe, and you start to shift that. You start to go from, oh, never, never, and I can't, to, oh, well, maybe. Then the next step would be, I can do that. I am doing that. Okay. I am. Remember the I am, whatever you put behind it is very, very powerful. It's invoking and putting it out there to the universe what you really want. So what are you saying behind I am? You know, is it positive? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up with Archangel Michael's guidance for December of 2015. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community, Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love-seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We've been talking about Archangel Michael's guidance for December of 2015. Now, he came through with quite a bit, and it was about exploring options, allowing creativity into your life. Even if you don't believe you're creative, ask to open it up and to wake it up for you. Find solutions. Now, the angels can have fun with that a little bit. It could be minor. It could be, oh, this isn't working anymore. We just did that, you know, during the show, long story short, finding a new way to to do something, didn't we, Brian?
Yes, indeed we did. Correcto.
Yes, we did. Because it will challenge you. It's like, okay, this is the way you've always done it. Find a different path. Find a way around the rock. That's what the water does. So that's where you want to focus and think. Now, he also said, you know, have confidence and make a choice. This is a go for it energy. This is a go for it. Go for what you've always wanted. Go for a positive outlook on life. Go for living your dream, allowing your passions to be known, being your truth. This is a go for it energy. Michael is a wonderful angel to bring this in for December because he is the protector. He can protect you. He can, you know, all you have to do is ask, you know, and remember that you can always shield up, you know, that energy shield. I mean, if you ask with that intention that you are safe and protected, your angels, your guardian angels, they will make sure that you are not in a situation that will cause you any problems. Because if you have that faith that you know that's there. I mean, everybody has that purpose. Everybody has that time, you know, when they're here and when they're not. But work with them because you don't want to be afraid to live. You don't want to be afraid to be who you are. And you know what? Go for it. Keep your eye on that focus and intention that you really want to bring in. Now's the time to keep steady. Don't be sidetracked, derailed from what you think. I mean, as soon as something, I noticed that. And as we practice and get stronger, people find, oh, well, I was doing that until something happened. And now it just doesn't seem, that is giving up too quick. Don't do that. That's what will keep sidetracking you every time. Stay on that path for where you want to be. Don't let anything sidetrack you at this point. Now, it's a fiery energy. There's an abundant flow of it coming in from what Michael tells me. And it's a great new stride for new beginnings and to go soaring right into 2016 with a lot of intention and energy. If you have something that you have really been wanting to do, now's the time to go for it. Live your life. Do it. Be who you came here to be. Be what excites you. You know, because if you really give yourself that, you will be so surprised how much energy you will have, and it won't run out because it's your higher self being in charge of the thing here. That's who you want, you know, leading your life into new direction. You don't want it to be this fearful choices that you make. You want to make those choices and have confidence in them. Michael is really stressing the fact that he wants to help you do that. He wants to help you do that. For those that are new to the show, last week we did the painted readings, and I have that video ready now. If you would like to go and check that out, jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. Also have lots of free guided meditations over there that you can download and enjoy. Sign up on the newsletter so you know what's coming up, what we're doing. I'm going through a lot of things that I'm changing too right now, doing a lot of major overhaul on my own website and working to improve the way I deliver workshops and everything else. So I've got quite the task that I took on, but I'm absolutely loving it. It's got me awake again because I knew something had to be different and something had to change. And I'm just going to continue being the messenger here for whatever is new and what we need to know now for where we're going forward. Because if we keep trying to do it the way we always did it, you're probably not going to feel like you're getting anywhere because we're in a very, very different frequency and it continues to change. So I say, look for those pathways that will help you find your way around the obstacle, help you achieve those goals, break it down as small as you need to so it's not overwhelming, and believe in yourself because it's not about what somebody else believes about you. It's about what you believe. Remember that. Do you believe what they think of you, or do you believe what you really believe about yourself. And what is that? Your higher self knows that you're amazing and you're perfect in every way, just the way you are. And you came here with a purpose and you came here to shine that very brightly out in the world. I say to you, join me in shining very brightly, doing what your truth is, being who you really are, and loving what that is. Because when you do that, you're going to now attract people into your life and situations and experiences, possibilities, you know, creative new ideas that will support that. You're going to attract in to support wherever your focus is. So if it needs some tweaking, start writing it down and changing it up. And know that you're worth it. Everybody is worth living a happy life. And that's the frequency and the new dimension that I really believe is possible. And I'm going to keep powering on for that. And I know that that's what you would prefer. And I mean, who wouldn't prefer that? But you know what? We have to meet challenge head on. And we have to know that there's a possible positive solution in everything. So that's what I'm doing with my focus. And I wish every one of you a beautiful, beautiful holiday next week. And we will be back live in a couple of weeks. We are going to take a break next week, but we will have the encores out there for you. And we have that everywhere. So, you know, please enjoy them. And know that love is on your side. Love wants to be a part of your life. That is the divine healing energy. It's the most powerful energy in the world. It is what will shine so bright into the darkest corners, wherever they may be, in your own life, in the world. So shine the light, shine the love, and let the world become a better place. It will. We have to let it. We have to keep that focus on that and keep strengthening that. So do it within yourself, and now you're a part of a positive change for yourself and everyone else involved. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Please let me know your thoughts, or if you have questions, you can go to my website and you can email me over there. I'm going to also put the video up on the show page at the network, the radio network. So you should be able to find it there as well. And just know that you're loved. I do this, and I've been doing this. It's going to be going on 6 years here coming up in 2016. And I can't imagine not being a messenger for divine love and light. So thank you for walking that journey with me, and I hope you will continue to do so. I'm Dr. Jen. You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show. I thank you so much for being a part of the listening family. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.